This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
HarperCollins presents Trent's Own Case, A Story of Crime by E.C. Bentley and H. Warner Allen. Read by Stephen Crossley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. Southward Bound.
I ought to be going, Philip Trent said. I've got an appointment, as I told you, and I mustn't be late. You go on dining, Slick. Have some of the crevette Waldorf. They will bring the roses into your cheeks. If I come round with the car tomorrow about 10, will you be more or less ready?
Less, I expect, Slick Patmore grumbled. That is, if this ghastly weather doesn't change in the night. A 2 hours' run through drizzle and chill is not my idea of a morning's pleasure.
It's bound to change in the night, Trent assured him. The only question is how many times it will change. That's the exciting thing about a variable climate like ours. And it is at its best in April, as everybody knows. Oh, to be in England now that April's there, and whoever wakes in England is entirely unaware whether it is going to rain cats and dogs or be gay with sunshine, birds and blossoms. Besides, it isn't a question of pleasure for you and me tomorrow. It is duty, Slick. Duty whose stern behest impels us to the deed of going to see Julian Pickett married.